You may be seated. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The mission statement of the Wounded Warrior Project is to honor and empower wounded warriors. These are veterans of our war, and this organization helps them re-enter life in the United States after they've returned from abroad. I encourage you to go to their website and read the many stories and the good work being done. Here's one of those stories. I'd like you this morning to meet Brian Sellers, a wounded warrior. See, after years of rehab from his wartime injuries, and after even more years of study to earn a bachelor's degree in criminology, Brian was about to enter the police academy and take his place on the front lines of law enforcement. He says, after leading more than 100 Marines in combat, I didn't want to come home and work in a supermarket, he said. And then he goes on to say, in the infantry, they always told you the only thing you could do when you leave the military is to go into law enforcement. So that's just what I thought I was going to do. To pay the bills while he was in school, he took a job in the emergency department of a local hospital. As he got closer to entering the police academy, he quit his job at the hospital. But he says, I found myself missing the type of environment in which I could help other people who were injured. So he says, a week before I was to start at the police academy, I decided that that was not what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to go back into the medical field so I could help other people. So he again went back to school, to the classroom, and this time he earned a nursing degree. And he now works in a hospital in the emergency room. His empathy for those experiencing medical emergencies is quite real, because he's been there and he's done that. Because on October 23rd, 2004, he did experience it firsthand. He says, I was inside the base after a combat mission in Ramadi, Iraq, and I figured I was pretty safe. Then an incoming mortar exploded. After my fellow Marines retired to their quarters, a loud explosion knocked me to my knees, Brian remembers. I felt a burning sensation all down my left side. I attempted to yell, incoming, but was unable to talk. I then put my hand to my throat and felt blood running down my neck. Help was soon incoming. As the medical team laid me down, I felt blood rushing down my throat and my supply of air quickly depleting. I closed my eyes and said what I thought would be my last prayer. Then everything faded to black. Brian's wounds required several surgeries and many months of rehabilitation to relearn the simple tasks of speaking, swallowing, and eating. When Brian recalls his first few days in the Marines, he laughs and says, I remember thinking nothing I did was good enough and everything I did was wrong. But everything Brian is doing today feels absolutely right. He became engaged to his girlfriend recently. He's following his passion to help and heal others in their time of need. And he's serving his fellow veterans through the Wounded Warrior Project and their national campaign team. Brian is publicly sharing his story of injury, rehabilitation, and triumph with more recently injured service members to inspire them to continue to achieve great things. The more I helped people through the Wounded Warrior Project, he said, the more I want to help even more people. So when they approached me about joining their national campaign team, I thought this was another way to help more individuals. So years after saying what he thought would be his final prayer, he's doing everything humanly possible to answer the prayers of others in their time of need. It's just part of a common theme that runs throughout Brian Sellers' life. This and stories just like it are on the Wounded Warrior website. because it is an organization that helps soldiers who've been wounded by offering everything from counseling to job training. But one of the most important things they offer is connecting previously wounded warriors like Brian and their stories with those who are still recovering. And many say that hearing those stories of those who have gone through what they have just recently been through is powerful and one of the most critical parts in their healing. Indeed, it is the wounded helping the wounded. And in essence, it's not just something relegated to those who have been physically wounded in war are called to do. It's not just something for our war veterans. Indeed, it's something I dare say we are all called to participate in. For we declared boldly last Sunday and this morning as we continue, Christ is risen. And what just does this resurrection look like? What are we saying? It looks like someone who has been wounded. Because Jesus is risen. He is in a resurrected, glorified body that can come and go and disappear before people's very eyes. And yet in his risen body, the wounds are still visible in his hands, in his side, in his feet. They are still on display. Why wouldn't a resurrected body be totally healed and those wounds gone? Because God heals, but then God uses that which was broken to resurrect us. I dare say God's mission could read just as the Wounded Warrior Project does, to honor and empower wounded warriors. Because God takes us, warts and all, in all the places we are hurting, in all the pain, and in all the grief we experience, in all the ways we are less than perfect, and loves us and heals us. And then calls us to go and do the same for other people. He calls us to honor and empower wounded warriors, which means all of humanity, out of our own healed and resurrected wounds. Thomas, our doubting disciple in our gospel lesson this morning, experiences this firsthand, because it is in this story he is the one who has been severely wounded. He has been emotionally and mentally wounded by the death of his beloved teacher and master, Jesus. He is in incredible grief and pain, and he is afraid. He doesn't know who or what to trust anymore. His whole world has been turned upside down, and he is hemorrhaging doubt and fear and grief. Why indeed would he believe the other disciples when they say that they have seen the risen Christ? Thomas is too consumed by his wounds to dare to trust, to dare to believe. And Jesus knows this. He knows the depth of Thomas's wounds. He can identify with Thomas's fear and doubt and grief. For he has just gone through that himself during his passion and his crucifixion. He knows firsthand Thomas's wounds and Thomas's brokenness. So he knows that the only thing that will heal Thomas is for Thomas to touch his wounds. And Jesus invites Thomas to do just that, saying, put your fingers here in my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Because it's in the touching of Jesus' wounds and in coming to know that Jesus experienced the pain and the fear, and coming to know that Jesus conquered that and is now alive, that Thomas is healed. The wounded Jesus heals and resurrects Thomas right there. And the wounded Jesus does that for you and for me and calls us to do the same for this wounded world. Just like the soldier whose story we heard, Brian, who is publicly sharing his story of injury, rehabilitation, and triumph with those who are more recently injured to inspire them to continue to achieve great things, we are called to share our story of injury, of healing, and of triumph so that others might achieve great things and so that others may experience the resurrection of Jesus themselves. All of the wounded warrior stories I read were about people who had been healed from their emotional, mental, and physical wounds, but still bore the marks of those wounds. Though they were forever changed by their wounds, some were amputees. Some had diminished intellectual capacity because of brain injuries. Some had horrible scars from burns. Yet bearing the marks of their wounds, they dared to live life to its fullest, seize the opportunities set before them, and achieve great things. In essence, they have experienced the resurrection, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the wounded healing the wounded. But above all, it's Jesus healing them and healing you and healing me and calling to be us to be about this work of healing and resurrection in this broken and fractured world that so desperately needs it. How have you been wounded? Have you touched Jesus' wounds and been healed and resurrected? Who will you invite to touch your wounds? Amen.